This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Kara Murphy, Market Intelligence Manager at High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Kara, USDA issued its April dairy products report last week. What stood out to you?
Well, I'd have to say cheese is really the big thing here. Total cheese output was up 1.8%, but the product mix was something of note. Cheddar was down for the 6 months. It was down 8.6% year over year and one of the largest drops in the past 5 years. The total volume was the lowest since April 2019. Low CME spot prices earlier in the year prompted the switch in product mix, so we're seeing lower cheddar output as the culprit behind the recent price rally we've seen over the past month in April and May. As a result of that, Italian cheese production was at an all-time high, and we've also seen mozzarella as a big contributor for that, surpassing 400 million pounds for the first time ever.
And what about butter?
Butter totals were up. It was the third highest April of all time, which doesn't explain the $3-plus spot price point in the slightest.
Stocks of non-fat dry milk soared from March to April, but they were still below a year ago. How's that?
Well, I'd have to say that demand is just really not that great right now. Non-fat dry milk output was the lowest since 2013. So when you think about it, we have low output, but stocks are building, so demand's just not there to pick any of it up.
And we had plenty of whey thanks to the large cheese production, right?
Yeah.
Where is the situation right now on avian influenza? I understand a third dairy worker contracted the disease.
Yes. So the CDC did confirm that. They said that this most recent case did show signs of respiratory symptoms. However, they confirmed that the infected person has recovered since then and remains adamant that the risk to public health is low. The FDA also confirms that pasteurized milk and dairy products are still safe for consumption. On the other side of HPAI, the USDA did announce on May 30th an additional $824 million in new funding directly to support the response efforts, including a voluntary dairy herd status pilot program, which provides alternative testing and movement options to the federal order.
Have there been any more herds contracting the disease?
There has. On the APHIS website, they do have an updated, they update daily for new herds identified. Most of them are in Michigan and Idaho. As of now, though, there hasn't been any new identified cases in new states.
And we're not seeing any indication of an impact on milk output yet, have we?
Well, we have seen milk production over the past 2 months in Texas has been lower. Texas is originally where HPI was identified. As we continue to move, producers are responding to that, but we're not seeing increased culling numbers. So slaughter numbers have been down pretty significantly throughout this year.
Thank you, Kara. Kara Murphy, Market Intelligence Manager at High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Neighborhoods are not homes, streets, or addresses. They are made up of people, families, and businesses. If someone asked you what your neighborhood was like, what would you say?
Not all neighborhoods are the same. Some are filled with violence and fear, while others glow with warmth and hospitality.
The single biggest factor that determines what a neighborhood is like is the people that live in them. Individual people who choose to be kind, considerate, and caring will help create a neighborhood filled with the same.
What is your neighborhood like? What is one thing that you could do to bring some miracles into your neighborhood?
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says USDA is about to launch a new market data tool for cattle producers.
The USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service continue to look for ways to ensure that its market news information is provided in a meaningful, accessible, and user-friendly format. In doing so, we're launching the Livestock Mandatory Reporting Live Cattle Data Dashboard, which will give users the ability to access and analyze past and present market data that can be easily downloaded into a spreadsheet for further analysis. AMS is also going to provide additional information on formula marketing arrangements and quality grade price distribution to provide greater transparency to the cattle markets. AMS is conducting demos and testing of these new tools, and we expect that the new tool and additional data will be later this summer.
That's Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, and I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.